You're listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview.
All right, I have on the phone right now actor Jamie Wheatley, who was in the movie Deadheads. Jamie, how you doing?
Good, good. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing really, really good, really good. I'm glad that you had some time that you could take away from your busy schedule to talk to me a little bit about this movie.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, obviously, you and I know each other because you played a part in a movie that I had come up with Blood Red Beauty. You played Paco. But I was coming across Netflix looking for an in-flight movie review, and I had come across Deadheads, and I love zombie movies, so I just clicked on it. I had no idea who was in this movie. Watching the movie, I see all different kinds of faces of people that I do know and people that were in my movie, and then you pull up in a squad car. That was really cool just to see a person that I know in a movie on Netflix, totally by accident. How did that movie get on Netflix?
Yeah, I mean, and you know, that movie, surprisingly, well, not surprisingly, once you see it, but it's done very well. And you know, I talked with you, you know, outside of this call, and we were saying how, you know, the movies, the lighting, and the production of the movie is really high end, and then that of course helped to get it where it is today on Netflix and on Showtime, and you know, distribution like it has.
Absolutely, because that's one of the things I noticed when I'm watching the movie right away, being somebody who has made movies myself. I'm watching the lighting, and when I had originally clicked on it, I thought, oh, this is going to be some kind of B-movie or something. And I'm watching the lighting, and I'm like, no, this is actually, you know, pretty high-end. And then I start seeing faces of people I know, and then I hear them mentioning Michigan in the movie. And it kind of shocked me a little bit there, and it made me enjoy the movie even more. It really did.
Yeah, I was looking back now, and I've been on quite a few movie sets. I've been fortunate enough, and that the set that the Pierce brothers, who made the movie, their set that they ran, and the crew and the people. I mean, it's no surprise to me that it looks great, but also that people like it, because those guys they really made a nice environment, positive environment for everybody on the set. And but yet they stayed focused, and the crews worked really hard. And, you know, the day when I was out in the woods, when we fought, they were right on top of everything. And, you know, I had the zombie contact lenses in, so they were leading me around and getting me through it. And that can be a long day out in the woods. It was hot that day. So I was lucky to be part of it. The Pierce brothers, those guys are, look for them again. They're going to do something some other things that are going to be bigger than this, I bet.
It was a really, really good watch. I really did enjoy the movie all the way through. And like I said, when I saw you in that scene just really popped for me. I really liked it. And just really quick, you might hear a slight echo while I'm playing this, but I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from that scene, and then you can afterwards kind of tell me, kind of walk me through what happened there.
Got an abandoned vehicle out here on Carver Road, Suze. I'm checking it out.
You want me to send Frank out there, Phil?
It's an abandoned car, Suze. I think I can handle the excitement.
All right, Phil. Over and out.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic!
Hey, Chief, check this shit out!
Hold it right there, pal.
What the hell's wrong with your face?
Hands above your head now.
Listen, pal, I'm having a real shit turn of a night here,
okay? I said hands above your head now!
Okay! Look, I know this looks a little weird, but how about you put the gun down? I really don't need this tonight, bro. I really don't. Come on.
Oh.
awesome. That was such a good scene. What obviously people can't see hearing on the radio is that while that zombie was taking a leak, his penis fell off. And so when he turns around and tells him to put his hands up, he's holding his penis up in his hand. So, of course, I would shoot somebody, too. Put them out of their misery,
you know,
at least.
If I never do another movie, at least, you know, I'll be known for being the police officer who pulled the gun on the zombie who was holding his penis in his hand, right?
Right. It was such a good scene. It really was. Even the attitude that you had put into the police officer, you were like this, like the smug, like, whatever, you know, like, why are you worried? It's just a car out here, you know? It was just such a cool character, actually, just thrown in the middle of the movie.
Yeah, I was lucky because, for one thing, I never thought I would ever play a police officer in a movie. But up until that point, I'd always played somebody who killed somebody or a mafia guy or something like that. But
yeah, you're used to being in the back seat of the cop car instead of the front.
Right. And so that part of it was nice to play some police officer. But to then, realize that these police officers who are out in the woods like that checking out abandoned vehicles, you know, probably happens all the time. Nobody's around and probably the most boring, you know, job in the world. So actually, it was probably, the Pierce brothers had the zombies in the woods at night like that, taking a pee. I mean, just the whole script itself, that's why people should see the movie, because, you know, today we have the Walking Dead type of stuff and the intense zombie stuff, but, when you take it, the Pierce brothers had a lot of that intensity, but then they had the comedy in there, almost like Two and a Half Men-esque, you know, things that would happen.
Yeah, it was like, we've seen Shaun of the Dead, which was, comedy and zombie together. But this is the first time it was so much like a romantic comedy, kind of. It really was. I mean, he's trying to get, you know, to his woman, you know, but he's dead, you know, so that and there's your comedy, you know. So that was kind of a neat twist. I hadn't seen it come from that angle before.
Yeah, you wouldn't, you know, until you see it, you wouldn't think that anybody would attempt that, because right? At some points it gets very campy, you know, and then it goes back to this intense, you know, somebody's pulling somebody's arm off, you know, so it's, I enjoy that ride, and I think I always thought when we were doing the movie that a younger, more, you know, like, I knew young dudes would love that movie. between 15 and 22, they'll love Deadheads, you know.
Right, that's one of the things is that it's such a good balance, you know, because if you're going to do a romantic comedy, guys don't like romantic comedies, and girls generally don't like zombie movies. So to be able to take both of those, mix them together, and I do believe guys and girls are going to like this movie alike because it's got, I think, a perfect balance of both of those aspects, both of them.
And I agree, and I think it'll be interesting to see what the Pierce brothers do next, because I know that they did, after Deadheads, they did a short based on the tall, big zombie in the film Cheese, who doesn't speak, just growls, and they did that, and I guess that was received very well recently. So it's going to be interesting to see, because, you know, you have Tim Burton does his thing, you have a guy like Tarantino gets into doing his thing, and Pierce brothers were able to do this nice mixture in this genre, and I'd like to see them try something like this again, you know, before they would move on to something else. You know?
Sure. I would definitely watch it, for sure. Before I let you go, though, I do know that you have been working on some projects recently that put you on the other side of the camera. Did you want to talk a little bit about that, or is that something you want to keep under wraps?
No, that's fine. Yeah, I just in the last year, I wrote and shot a action dramedy. It's called Funky Town at this point, and maybe that title will change by the time it comes out. But it is set in modern day, but it plays off a little bit of the humor of it in the movie, plays off of you know, the whole Detroit, Kwame Kilpatrick, mayor, having all the legal issues and, you know, robbing the city blind and doing, having all the crazy parties. I kind of played off that, you know, that local Detroit spin, but also tried to make a real commercial, you know, kind of comedy mixed with action and mixed with drama. So I guess I kind of, you know, did the same thing, almost like the Pierce Brothers did. But I really wanted, you know, my real focus was to get it distributed. So I kept, you know, the language pretty much out of it, at least the harsh language. And I really want it to be a commercial success. So we'll see. It's it has kind of a 2.5 men thing, but it also has a very, I don't know if you remember Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin, Midnight Run from the 80s. It has a little bit of that to it. So it's kind of a mix between, I would say, like a Midnight Run and maybe a Hangover. You know, and it's very commercial, so wish me luck. It's in the process of being edited, and we'll see what happens. And then just right now I'm down in Ohio doing a movie. It's called The Society, and it's a legal drama. So I'm really happy about that because that's a different sort of thing for me, playing an attorney in this form and in a drama like this. And my father is an attorney and has been for years. So this is kind of an interesting thing for me. And my brother's an attorney in San Diego.
So is there any contact information that, you know, if anybody that's, you know, listening to this looking to get a hold of somebody? He's a fine actor. I can vouch for it myself. He's been playing in my movie, which still has yet to come out. But, yeah, if somebody needed to get a hold of you for any, you know, directing or acting reasons, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can just shoot me an email at, it's just my whole name, jamiewheatley@hotmail.com.
Awesome. All right, well...
you know, give me a shout. Yeah, I'd love to talk with anybody. It's all about, at the end of the day, you and I, you know, making movies. And you know, when you love to do that, you never stop doing it. It doesn't matter if they're number one or nobody ever sees them but you inside your own apartment or your house, you know.
That's right. At least you got to enjoy it.
Right. And that's what it's about, bro. And thank you so much for having me.
Hey, no, thank you for stopping by and taking the time. You have an absolutely fantastic day.
You too. We'll talk to you. Take care.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.